fossil fuels. Some say we can't live without them. The lifeblood of modern industrial civilization.
This is coal. Don't be afraid.
The Treasurer knows the rule on crops.
It's coal that has ensured for over 100 years
the Deputy
Prime
Minister
has enjoyed an energy competitive advantage.
Fossil fuels. Some say we can't live with them. The fire in the oven, destined to bake civilization.
We're at a crucial time in history now where these great mega mines are coming to us and asking us as the traditional owners of the land to sign away our native title rights and interests. We're going to make every effort to stop this mining company from destroying our land.
Two positions, poles apart. Will the two ever meet? Currently, Australian universities invest millions of dollars into fossil fuel companies. Recently, there has been an uprise in student activist groups who are demanding their unis cut all ties with the fossil fuel industry. The Fossil Free Universities movement has been led by students across 18 Australian campuses. Their goal? To get universities to fully divest from dirty energy. That was a snippet from the Fossil Free UTS protest last week, the most recent uni to jump on the bandwagon.
We were on Broadway, which was a really busy, like high traffic area, and there were so many students who were just kind of saying, oh, I'm so happy that you guys are here. Like, it's really good to see a presence on campus of this kind of thing. And yeah, we just got a lot of like signatures and interested people, so hopefully we can build our like movement on campus. It's a grassroots movement, so it kind of ebbs and flows. So there was obviously a lot of people who were involved like a few years ago, and they did a whole like they spelt out divest on the alumni green, and they did a referendum and found like 74% of students want UTS to divest in fossil fuels.
That was student Liv Smith from the Fossil Free UTS movement. The divestment campaign has been a big success globally, yet only very few Australian unis have taken action. Will this effort make any difference in the fight against climate change? Is this merely a symbolic greenie act or a force to be reckoned with?
And essentially what got it started was simply the recognition that ANU was investing heavily in fossil fuels and in companies that mine and try to extract resources in terms of fossil fuels. And a few students simply got together and realized, you know, that's not the right thing to do. And there's a lot better alternatives out there as well.
That was Damien Gamlath from Fossil Free ANU, one of the first successful fossil free student-led campaigns in Australia. In 2014, after protests from the Fossil Free ANU group, the uni agreed to divest from their 7 resource and mining companies that were ranked lowest against their social responsibility policy. The 16 million divested stocks represented only about 1% of its total investment holdings. Yet their decision caused a wave of backlash from the then PM, Tony Abbott, and throughout the Australian financial press.
It was kind of a welcome addition to the campaign because it kind of launched the campaign into a bit more of a media spotlight and got more people interested.
Despite backlash and opposition faced by the Fossil Free ANU group, they will not stop until they see complete divestment.
Yeah, that is definitely the goal, 100% divestment from all companies that mine or invest or in otherwise are attached to fossil fuels. That is the goal. With regards to the letter, we're still gaining signatures from students, staff, faculties, departments, groups, and so on. And the aim with that is essentially to try and demonstrate to the Vice Chancellor and to demonstrate to the Financial Council that, look, you know, the people who are, the majority of the people who are part of this university, whom you work for, are looking to try and divest away from fossil fuels. Like, you can't really ignore this anymore. It's something you need to put on the front page, so to speak.
Ethical investment advisor Karen McLeod argues it's completely achievable to divest from dirty energy and invest ethically without any significant loss.
As long as you replicate those fossil fuels energy investments with investments in renewables, some students at the University of Oxford proved that, you know, you didn't have to suffer any real change in performance. Yeah, I definitely suggest that the universities could look into reviewing the investments that they have.
Yet it isn't always as simple as it sounds to divest, with forces coming sometimes outside the Chancellor's control.
I think the main blockage you probably would find with getting a university to divest is they have to get it through their board, and so their board would generally try and benchmark their performance to what everyone else in the country is owning. So they need to really take steps to become benchmark unaware.
The Expose the Ties report, created by students from the University of Sydney and the 350 org, conveyed that 12 people sitting on the government boards of seven unis have direct ties to the fossil fuel industry.
Well, I'll firstly just touch on like the ANU thing. Like ANU went to fully divest and then was basically bullied by the government to only do a partial divestment. There's obviously these bigger players involved in this. Like it's not simply the uni's decision, which I guess the Expose the Ties report is talking about how this is all involved.
That was Alex Vaughan, who is a leader of the University of Sydney's fossil free movement. Fossil free UCID argues that current ties exist between our universities and the fossil fuel industry, hindering an interest in more ethical choices.
In terms of new investment in energy generation, just like in 2017, 70% of new energy commissioned was in renewable sources. So like there's just a transition going that's just not being supported.
An email with a carbon energy investor and resource investment advisor stated that the current amount of divestment by unis who have gone ahead will make, quote, little practical difference. The sums involved are too small. Two coal companies and the Minerals of Council of Australia deny comment on the matter. Damien Gamlath from ANU Fossil Free thinks the climate debate has become too tied up in political ideologies.
If you look at it from a different point of view, and that is simply logically, again, we have all the reason, especially in Australia, with a country that's blessed with almost continuous sunshine throughout the day and massive areas of land that are unused, especially in the centre of Australia. If you think about it that way, what reason do we have not to invest in renewable energy? And if you think about it like that, if you think about, okay, let's look at what's happening, and you see there's very little investment in renewable energy, there must be some other factors involved. And yes, I understand the infrastructure is important and the infrastructure is difficult to develop, but there's also the issue of political parties involved in fossil fuel companies and taking handouts from them as well.
Holly Chong and Liv Smith are students from the University of Technology, Sydney, who are working hard to re-emerge the fossil-free movement on their campus.
Kind of is a symbolic movement because it's saying, like, you know, unis are, they're the institutions that are producing all of the science that's telling us what we're doing wrong. And
so, the future generation.
Yeah, it's just like and they're the ones that have, like, big sustainability initiatives and they're proud of that. But then they have these like investment portfolios that are completely contradictory. It makes sense that they would be the first ones to completely divest out of all the institutions.
Ethical investment advisor Karen McLeod conveys that unis around the world have successfully fully divested from fossil fuels and coal companies and have chosen to invest more sustainably.
If they're prepared to look perhaps at what universities are doing in other jurisdictions around the world, that might be more useful. You know, like in the UK and in the US. I think California's already agreed to divest completely from fossil fuels. If large groups that are managing lots and lots of money can do that, I'm sure you could get university to do so, to see how they actually were able to justify it. We know that it works because we've been doing it for a long time, and it's a great way to manage risk as well because you actually understand what you're buying. So you're such a moral imperative for us to actually take action on climate change through your money.
According to the UN Energy Report, global investment in renewable energy shot up last year, far outstripping investment in fossil fuels.
We can only need to look at somewhere like South Australia, where the Liberal government there will see South Australia be 100% renewable now in 2025. Like this is the same party, but one party's trying to be more realistic to what actually is happening and one's just stuck in ideology and stuck to coal.
So, whilst the rest of the world banks on sunshine, it seems Australia is slowly slipping behind.
We're not really here to try and make a statement in terms of we want something. We're here to try and make a statement in terms of this is what we need to do in order to survive.